What you want wants you. I'm sure that you've heard this before, but this is a really, it's a really good thing to keep reminding yourself of. Because we tend to forget, right? We want certain things and then we doubt, we forget that we are supposed to have it or we are allowed to have it. You know, we disqualify ourselves, we doubt whether it's possible or not. And we deny and diminish our desires because we don't believe that they're possible. We kind of just, you know, diminish them and say, oh, no, it doesn't really matter. It's okay. I'm going to be okay anyway. And, you know, on some level, it is a good attitude to be detached and to be fine whether it happens or not. However, that's often used as a cop-out, right? It's often used like, oh, well, you know, I don't believe I'm going to get it anyway, so I'm just going to settle. I'm just going to live without it. And I am here to remind you that as much as you want your desires, you want the amazing relationship, you know, with the love of your life, the most amazing relationship that you've ever had or ever could imagine, and even better than what you could imagine. You know, the amazing body that just feels so good and so like home and sexy and adorable and lovable and just feels so good and safe and secure and lovely to be in, right? And the money, right? The whatever, the financial abundance, however that looks like to you, you know? Different people have different goals and needs and levels of what they want, right? Because every new level of financial abundance comes also with a new level of responsibility and things that you have to do to manage it. So, you know, everybody has their comfort level. So whatever that comfort level is to you, you know, just feeling really free. Free around money, not burdened, not having to worry, just relaxed, you know, knowing that money's got you and money's always coming in. All of those things, as much as you want those things want you. So if you are manifesting your perfect partner and he's not in your life yet, know that the person that you are dreaming of, that you're manifesting, he's out there and he has a desire for you written on his heart. He desires you. Just like you desire him, that perfect match, he desires you and he's dreaming of you, he's manifesting you, he's thinking like, oh my gosh, when am I going to meet her? Like, who is she going to be? How is she, what's she going to be like? He's dreaming of you. He's longing for you. He's desiring you just as much as you desire him. And so, you know, remembering this, remembering that that person is out there, is desiring you, is thinking about you, is coming towards you, it takes your focus away from all the wrong things, all the wrong people who don't want you, all the wrong people who reject you, or the people who say, it's never going to happen. It's too late. You're too old. You're too that. You're too this. You're too that. No, just keep remembering that because you want it, if it's a deep desire on your heart, if his name is written on your heart, your name is written on his, right? It's the same with the dream body that you want. The dream body, like the version of you that feels so good and so safe and so sexy in her body, she exists and she wants to be manifested through you, right? So just as much as you are longing to experience that, there's this, you can say like quantum imaginary fantastic version of you that exists already because it exists in your imagination, right? And that version of you is deeply longing deeply desiring to be manifested through you in this life. Same with the money, the wealth, the freedom in your finances, just as much as you want to experience it, the spirit of money or God wants to be manifested through you, through your finances, you know, this the spirit of abundance and generosity that you're dreaming of, and safety and security wants to be your reality. It wants to manifest itself through you. Money wants to be manifested through you. It wants to like flow to other people through you. It wants to make you happy. It wants to make your life really, really, really good. Right? Just as much as you want it, it wants you. So whatever you want, whatever desires you have on your heart, take this on and, you know, try it on and tune in to what is that desire? How would it manifest? How would it manifest for you? And see it through this lens of, okay, if I want it, it wants me. So imagine it coming into your life, expressing itself in your experience, and how much, you know, that person or that version of you is longing to be in your life. Oh my gosh, just as much as you are praying every day for it, that thing is praying for you, or that person is praying for you to allow it. And so that your role is to keep your focus on, you know, keep your eyes on the prize, keep your focus on that which you deeply, deeply desire, and ignore everything else that stands in the way, that says, no, you can't have this, no, this is not possible, no, look at that person, it never happened for them, no, look at my past, it never happened for me, no, look at my family, it's never been a thing in my family. No, if you have a desire, if you have this deep, deep longing in your heart, and you know that you know what it is for you. You know, everybody has different desires. Some people deeply desire to travel, you know, and it's like the places that you want to travel to, they want to be experienced through your eyes, through you being there, right? So it's always this relationship, and what you want wants you. Some people are dreaming of having their own home, having their own house, buying their own house and owning it. And the house that you're dreaming of is dreaming of you to live in it, to take care of it. And it already belongs to you. It already has your name written on its heart, on its walls. You belong to it, and it belongs to you. So I invite you to play with this, and, you know, before bed or upon waking up, just feel, sense, and imagine this relationship, right? The relationship between you and what you want, and imagine getting closer to it, getting closer and closer, and like bridging the gap and coming into a more intimate connection, intimate relationship with it, a deeper, more close, more intimate, more connected, so that it starts to manifest in your life visibly. Because those things exist already, right? And you already are in a relationship with those things. You are. It's just, you know, sometimes for some people, it's a closer relationship. for other people, it's a more distant relationship, right? So let's take a romantic relationship as an example. There are people who are in a relationship with their right person, with their person, right? But inwardly, they don't feel so connected. They feel a little bit far from them. They want more intimacy. They want more connection. They want to, you know, feel seen and heard and loved and cherished and connected, right? But they don't practice connecting. And so the relationship is there, the person is there, but the deeper connection isn't, right? And so it's the same with all of our desires. Like, they are there. Like, sometimes they're not even seen because they're so far away. But the more you connect, the more you cultivate that relationship, the closer those things will come to you, will become in your life, right? So if you're not in a relationship, when you connect, when you dream about, when you imagine your perfect person, they will energetically keep edging closer and closer and closer to you. Same with money, same with that, like, abundant, wealthy, prosperous future. The more you connect with it, the more you engage with it, the more intimate you become with it, the more it becomes your reality. Right? It's the same with traveling. If your deep desire is to travel, the more you imagine it, the more you feel it, the more you approve of this desire in your heart, and the more you kind of take little steps towards it, right? Maybe going on a hike in a new place, maybe traveling to the next town over, right? Or exploring the woods in your own city or whatever, right? But the more you allow yourself to have that desire and to approve of that desire, and then connect with what's on the other side of the desire, right? Like, what's the desire in your heart, and what's the equivalent of it in the external world, right? So focusing on your desire for a loving union, and then focusing on that man that you know is walking the earth somewhere out there, thinking of you, counting the days until they meet you, right? It's the same with the financial future. Just keep, dream of it, you know, feel into it. What will you do? Who will you be? How will you act when that relationship, reality comes to pass? And by creating this emotional bond with your desires, you bring them into reality, because, like, the intimacy, that's what makes things real and solid. It's that relationship that makes things happen. So this is what I wanted to share with you this week. I hope you enjoyed this little reminder that what you want wants you, and that your desires matter, and what's written on your heart is inevitable. And you can trust yourself, you can trust your desires, you can trust that if you desire it, it's meant to happen, you're meant to have it, it's meant to be, and to just relax into allowing it, because when you do, it will manifest sooner. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a girlfriend, share this whole podcast with somebody you love. Maybe they feel inspired or encouraged by some of the episodes. You can come and join us in our community on Facebook, Feminine Energy Mastery. I would love to see you there, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.